coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Folks, there is no coming back from this whatsoever. There is no coming back from where we're at. America has forever changed. Welcome to the Hagman Report. It is Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. It's a sad day in America, and yet people clap, yet people are ecstatic over, because of their hatred of one man, they have destroyed a country. They are destroying a country because of their hatred of one man. And let me just start off by saying this. I see in the comments, I get emails, well, Donald Trump did this, and he didn't do that, and he did this. Look, he's not my savior, okay? And he shouldn't be yours either. He's one guy. And this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the future of our constitutional republic, which is barely on life support. And the piece of crap that's in the Oval Office right now that is cognitively impaired, do you think he's running this country? No, of course not. So who is running the country? Who's pulling the strings? If you're not pissed off right now, and I mean, if you are not angry, I'm talking about gut burning, belly right from the bottom of your belly angry, then in my view, you are not a patriotic American. If you're still engaged with the hopium of, oh, there will be, wait, follow the plan, there's a plan. If you're still on that whole arc of thought, the only thing I have to say is, what's wrong with you? And to the people, the blue-haired, pierced, tattooed, drag loving idiots, or we don't even have to go that far, or to the Biden voters thinking, well, we can't have mean tweets, can we? We have to have a return to adults in this. To the MSNBC, CNN watching public, again, the Biden backers and the Biden voters, the people who can't stand the sight of President Trump because for whatever reason, you broke this country. You and I have got nothing in common. You broke this country. Now, our country has been through quite a bit. You know, I believe that our founders have created a country that will survive, that can survive, but not like before. It's changed. And as far as I'm concerned, we can take a lot of hits. We have taken a lot of hits. But to you, the people who caused this, and the people who are clapping in the background, and the people who are saying arrest Trump, do you realize what you're doing? Do you realize what you've done? Do you realize the consequences, the Pandora's box you've opened? And it's not about President Trump. It's not about the man. Because as I wrote for Wisconsin Christian News, Douglas Mackey, arrested in 2021, 5 years after posting a simple meme on Twitter, and charged with election interference, found guilty last week of election interference, facing 10 years in prison. That's our country. That's what you, the blue voters, the Democrats, brought to this country. That's what you, the communist, loving, supporting people, have done to this country. And the media, the mainstream media, that's what you've done. That's what you're complicit in. With me is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, let's talk. Welcome.
Hello, Doug. I'm stunned. I'm angry. I'm pissed off. You know what? A month ago, we were staring into the abyss. Today, we stepped into the abyss.
Well said.
This is serious. This should have been stopped by the acting president right now, because this just paints a target on any president that leaves office. This also, let's not even look at it at that level. Let's just look at it at a base level. This violates so many rights. This puts all of us in danger when they're writing the law as they go. This son of a gun DA, if you just look at the man himself, forget politics, just look at the man himself and what's happened in New York since he's been there. All right. He took felonies, things that were known as felonies, dropped them to misdemeanors. And for extra special treatment of a former President Trump, he's taken misdemeanors and turned them into felonies. This makes no sense. There is no logic to this. This is very, very dangerous. This is a slippery slope that I don't even know how you would stop it. I don't know how we would stop it. This is gone. And hush money to that Stormy Daniels. I don't give a damn what hush money was paid. Michael Jackson paid hush money. Kevin Spacey pays hush money. Everybody pays hush money. But it's bad because Trump did it. This is no different than going after Trump in impeachment for talking to Russians before an election. This is no different. They're just drumming up charges to go after this man. And if that judge, that Mackey, is that how you say his name? Merkin. If this judge had any judicial testicles.
Okay, Juan Manuel Merkin. Let's get it clear.
If he had a sense, any sense of justice and doing his damn job, he would dismiss every one of these charges today. That's what I would expect of a real judge. This is so dangerous. Let me tell you what. This isn't about, like Doug said, this isn't about Trump. Just Trump. This is about all of us. I don't really, honestly, I have never really endorsed Trump for president a second time. I don't feel, well, he exposed a lot of things. But the first 2 years of his presidency, when he had power in the houses, he pissed it away. Go back and look at it. I don't think he's the greatest president in the world. I really don't.
And nor do I.
I just don't. But the point is, he was the president.
Yeah.
And that, I'm sorry, that office commands some respect.
Well, unless you're Bill Clinton getting a Hummer in the back bathroom of the Oval Office while under the protection of the Secret Service. And then, of course, you lie about it under oath. But okay.
Exactly. This is no different. Every president, I can go back in my lifetime, every president had indiscretions, all right?
Yep.
You guys have an idea how old I am. So let's just look at Kennedy. Kennedy has indiscretions with Marilyn Monroe. Okay.
And a communist, by the way, in addition to Marilyn Monroe.
There you go.
Patricia Campbell.
Some indiscretions, aren't then you look at Lyndon Johnson. He mired us down in a war, started a war on false pretenses.
And also was cozy with Bobby Baker, but go on.
But we know that Lyndon Johnson was a piece of garbage.
Yep.
All right. A murderer, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Because he had a murder trail going all the way back to when he was sitting like on city council. I've read the history on that son of a gun. Okay. Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon oversaw the Watergate break-in. You know what? Every president does things. Sometimes they get caught. Sometimes they don't. Gerald Ford, there's a piece of garbage for you, okay? He oversaw the commission that overlooked Kennedy's assassination. They didn't even talk to the witnesses. They didn't care about the Zapruder film. So Gerald Ford was a piece of crap. And then we go with Jimmy Carter. Tell me what Jimmy Carter didn't do wrong, okay? One of the reasons we had all the problems in the Middle East is because of Jimmy Carter, all right? Ronald Reagan, I served under Reagan. I thought he's a great guy, okay? But he had his indiscretions too. We know what they were. Well, missiles, do I hear missiles? Do I hear Contra, right? Then George Bush Sr.
Ollie,
George
Ollie, Bush come Sr. here,
there you go. There's a real piece of work, okay? Who orchestrated crap from way before Kennedy all the way up to his death.
Yep.
George Bush Sr. was a filthy man. Filthy. Don't sit down. I sit around. I'm a Christian and God and all the points of light. He's like, he was that piece of crap. All right. Jimmy, what's his name? Bill Clinton. Yeah, there's one for you. Okay. I don't know if they ever got the stain out of the blue dress. No idea. And don't tell me he didn't have Vince Foster murdered. All right. And the black fella that got the 45 in the head. Ron Brown. There you go. So we know that Ron Brown took a bullet in the head on an airplane before a plane crash.
No, then he was walking around after the crash and then bang. Bang. Whoops. Yeah. How'd that happen?
And let's go forward. And then we got George Bush Jr. Which was daddy's little puppet. Okay. And he's the one that started this whole Arab Spring, really pushed this by daddy's commands, started us into toppling governments that in no way would ever, ever consent to a new world order that wasn't a Muslim caliphate. So they won't consent. We won't discuss it. We'll just kill them. And you can call it whatever you want, however they went about it. In the end, the people died. Okay. Saddam Hussein never attacked our country, but we invaded his. He ended up dead, pulled out of a hole and killed. Gaddafi, same thing, pulled out of a hole and killed. See what I'm saying here?
And Gaddafi was under Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Obama.
Right. But you know what? There's nothing. You could really track that back. I mean, Bush started the Arab Spring.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we turned on Mubarak, the guy that helped us all through fighting the terrorism. Okay. He always helped us.
Yep.
He was an ally. Syria, Assad. We used to send our prisoners over to Syrian intelligence because we couldn't get the information out of them. And we didn't want to violate and hurt their little feelings. So we would rendition them, ship them off to Syria, and get our answers.
Yep.
Then we turned on Syria. We tried. We wanted Assad dead. Not we. I'm talking about the United States wanted Assad dead. But with Russia involved and Iran, Assad managed to pull his butt back from the fire. He's still alive today. Otherwise, we would have murdered him.
Hillary tried.
Courtesy of the United States government.
Yep.
Okay. Then we have Barack Hussein Obama.
Fundamentally change the United States.
What a piece of crap. And here's the worst part, folks. He's still running the country.
Valerie Jarrett. Yep.
He's still running the country.
Yes, he
is. Look at what he did with Homeland Security and just in the Justice Department. One of the reasons, the primary reason that I quit working with the FBI was because of Barack Hussein Obama. He had put people in DOJ and in different places in the government that were really close to the people that I worked with. And all of a sudden, the people are calling me and going, please don't ever call here again. Please remember any reference. We will not ever say a word about you. You have a word. And I know they didn't rat me out. They were good people. But these were DOD contractors.
Yep.
Because they were saying there was no way that Randy Taylor could know these things unless he is a member of Al-Qaeda himself. Now, where do you think that came from? That traces right back up to that piece of crap. And I'll tell you, the real reason that I quit was a moral dilemma. My moral dilemma was I saved Bush's life, Bush Jr., a couple times.
Yes, you did.
We knew assassination attempts. I have letters from the Treasury Department with Secret Service thanking me because there were plots to assassinate George Bush Jr.
Yes, there were.
I gave him the heads up. Doug can affirm this.
Yep.
I gave him the heads up and saved that man's life. He used to read my stuff in his daily briefings. No joke. I'm not sitting here playing with you. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm not lying to you. Okay. That's how good I was at what I did.
Believe me, folks, he's not lying. And that, remember that shoe incident? And it was more than a shoe coming at him at a different time. But go on, sir.
And Obama. Look at Obama. Now, here's the real reason that I had my moral dilemma. If I found an assassination attempt against Bush, I immediately notified the people that were in charge of protecting him. If I were to uncover an assassination attempt against Barack Hussein Obama, I didn't know if I'd pick up the phone or not. I'm a Christian man. And I just didn't know if I would pick up the phone or not because of what he was doing to the country.
It's pretty heavy.
I hope you understand that. And yep. Please don't judge me for it. That's something that I had to do personally. A lot of soul searching, a lot of praying. And then I got to the point I just couldn't tell the good guys from the bad guys anymore. I didn't know who was who. When I would call in, somebody else would pick up the phone and I didn't know them. And I would just hang out. The agents that were working with me were yanked off, pulled off the, they were taken out of the scenario. And they tried to turn me over to some other people. And when I started checking into these people, it didn't jive. It didn't work. And there were moles in our Justice Department and in the FBI. And they were appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. There were people in there, Arabic lawyers from the Middle East, that couldn't even get a security clearance. And he appointed them jobs in DOJ.
Along with Eric Holder, yeah.
That's a fact, folks.
Yep.
I'm a rarity. Because a lot of guys that were like me aren't even breathing today. I know things. I won't. Some of them I'll take to the grave with me. Some of them I won't. But anyway, my point is, it's filthy. The one thing that I liked about Trump is he was an honest man for the most part. He exposed the left. He definitely exposed the two-tiered justice system. If anybody had any questions about the justice system prior to Donald Trump, their questions were answered as soon as Donald Trump took office because they released the hounds after him. The hounds from hell went after Donald Trump. And it didn't matter. Everybody that he knew that with any other administration wouldn't even be questioned, wouldn't even be asked questions. Suddenly they were brought under scrutiny and charged. The charges in many cases were made up. They still got charged with them and publicized. And then the election. Folks, if anybody out there still thinks that election was a true election and those were true results, you're about a dumbass. You're dumber than a rock.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm very angry today. I'm actually doing very well because I'm seething right now. I've been so upset the last few days as I watch the country that I love, the country that I spent an awful lot of time defending. We're broken. We're broken. God. I don't know what to do.
Randy Taylor, I'm going to tell something. You're not the only one.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize.
I hurt inside.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. You speak for a lot of Americans. You speak for me.
I hurt inside.
What pisses me off even more, Randy Taylor, is the fact that you've got people rejoicing. You've got people on the street rejoicing. You got the left. You got the MSNBC, CNNs. You got the morons. You got the assholes out there that think this is such a great day. Oh, I'm going to break open champagne, the wine, the sewage pits like Democratic Underground, like the Huffington Post, the sewage pits online. These people who believe in virtue signaling everything from their perversions to their support for some faggot over there in Ukraine. And yes, I said that word, okay? And they've broken our country. You're correct. But here's my thinking, or here's my question to you, Randy Taylor, is what in the hell are we going to do about it? Because I'm done sitting back here. I'm done just talking about this. And I mean this. Look, I don't have a lot of years left. I don't know how many. I mean, all of our days are numbered.
Yeah.
You know? But for us to leave this country...
You're pushing us. You've pushed us against the wall.
Yes.
You've kicked this dog too many times. I I pray so hard for this country, and I always go back to what I've believed all my life, is that his part, when I talk about God, his part we cannot do, and our part he will not do. And if it's to be, it's up to me.
If it's to be, it's up to me.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, man.
Well, you know something.
We can talk till we're blue in the face.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why right before we came on, and of course, folks were recording this just ahead of the arraignment, and right before you came on, I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell am I doing this for? Shouldn't I be out riding, doing the Paul Revere thing, or
I should be calling him out in the street.
Or doing something.
I agree with you, Doug. The Patriots, listen, man, we got to get off our asses, get something together. Something's got to happen here. Our forefathers didn't sit around and just talk about it. They did something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mean to interrupt, but look at this. So you had 4 years plus of persecution while he was in office of Trump over mindless crap by people like Soros and Clinton and Obama, mm-hmm. and all that. Michael Flynn was sacrificed. Roger Stone, pulled out. Hey, CNN in the front yard, 6 in the morning, 10 minutes before he was pulled out, of his house. And I know Roger. Okay, you had Steve Bannon.
You had Peter Navarro. Steve Bannon? What the hell did Steve Bannon do wrong? Really and truly, what in the hell did Steve Bannon do wrong?
He told Congress to go pound sand.
And exactly what I would have done. And when Republicans in Congress call somebody out, they tell them to pound sand.
Yeah.
So what the hell is the difference? Here we are, back to the two-tier justice system. I'm sick and tired of these son of a bitches. I'm done with this.
Me too.
I am done with this crap. The justice system, it's supposed to be an equal playing field. We've defended the Constitution. I've defended the Constitution since I was 17 years old. In one way or another. And you know what? I've earned the right to bitch. I have a vested interest in the country. I've earned the right to be pissed.
You did earn the right.
I've earned the right. Yes. Doug, you've earned the right to be pissed. We have poured our heart, our soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this country. And there was no thanks. We weren't looking for medals. Everything we did, Doug and I agreed on one thing. If we save one life, all of our time, effort, and money spent. You want to know how much money I spent of my own money defending this country? Oh. Close to $500,000.
And I can verify that.
Yep. And I'm talking about just hours, equipment. I had to have some serious equipment to do the infiltration that I did against Al Qaeda. I had to have serious equipment. I had to pay people to do things, translators, all kinds of. You have no idea the apparatus that I had set up for this country to turn around and shit on me, and to shit on everybody else in this country. Yeah, I said shit because that's what it is. We're mired down in it. And everybody's sitting on just talking. You know what? Who I love? I love the old ladies that email me. They say, Randy, I can't do anything, but my trigger finger still works, and I will get into a foxhole with you. Damn it. I feel that inside when they say that, because I know they would. I know they would. And I'm just tired of lip service, man. I'm so done, man. It hurts. It hurts.
There's been. Here's my. Excuse me. I'm still fighting off the creeping crud here.
Everybody's got that going around, buddy.
I'm telling you, man. It's a conspiracy. Anyway.
Made just for us.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody, yeah. I know it's from Spooning with Eric, I guess. I don't know.
Lord.
Yeah, never mind. No, I'm kidding. Eric started.
I'm definitely the big spoon.
Okay.
Eric, brought this crud into the studio. But anyway,
Oh boy.
So we have left wing billionaire Soros contributing, and it amazes me the fact checkers out there are contradicting this. Soros contributed $1 million to Color of Change's PAC. That was like on May 6th. And then 5 days later, Color of Change sent over $500,000 of that $1 million to supplement or to support the campaign of Alvin Bragg, this piece of crap, fat boy. And if you want to
Fat bastard. Here it is right here.
This is an article from Rachel Alexander. Thank you, Eric the Tech. The fat boy. Okay. And I say this in the true meaning of the phrase, God, may God damn him. Okay. For what he's done for selling out this country.
May God strike him down.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, that's my prayer. Have I got a problem with that? Be sure and let me know. I'll set you straight. That's my prayer. Lord, strike this man down.
Well, you know, when he ran for office, he gloated about how he went after the Trump Foundation while serving as New York State Chief's Deputy Attorney General. And what you said earlier, you were 100% right. You know, taking misdemeanors and elevating them to felonies and taking felonies, dropping them to misdemeanors, watching. Look.
And the crime is soaring in New York.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, fact checkers. No. It's gone down, actually. It's gone down.
Really ask the cops. How about the cops that we both personally know?
Right.
Yeah. How about the cops that said, I'm not doing this anymore?
Oh.
They're fighting a losing battle.
Yep.
They're fighting a losing battle. If you're any other color than white, you'll get away with it. And I'm not a racist. I'm just telling you, that's how it's shaking out, baby.
Exactly.
Do you think for one second if Trump was black, he'd be sitting in on these indictments?
No,
he wouldn't. Do you think if he's a Puerto Rican, he'd be sitting on these indictments? No, he wouldn't. What if he was Middle Eastern? No. How come nobody's dragged Obama's little scrawny little ass into court and indicted him? He was killing Americans, for God's sakes, overseas. Americans. No trial. Executed. I'm sorry, they were bad guys, yes, but that isn't how we do business. That is not what our justice system. You have a right to face your accusers. He could have arrested him. If you could find him with a missile, you could surely find him with a squad of SEALs. And don't tell me you can't, because you're a liar.
Well, hey, don't forget, they got...
I am sick and tired of this racial crap in this country.
They got Osama bin Laden, you know? I mean...
Do we really know that?
No.
It did. And what happened? No. What happened to the black president getting up and saying, we've destroyed Al Qaeda? Yeah. Really? Really? He must have been getting the wrong intel reports, because I know for a fact, and I can prove it to you on paper or on film, from their documents, that ISIS is a franchise of Al Qaeda. All they did was change the name. Same players that were actually running Al Qaeda at that time suddenly came out as ISIS. And I don't, if you say anything else, you're a liar.
Well, I tell you what, if anyone knows that, it's Randy Taylor who...
Because I knew about it before the government even knew about it.
That's how deep
I was in with these people.
And
I put my ass on the line every day.
And I'm lucky. Every Look, day. Folks, I'm lucky. And I'm going to say this, okay? I'm only here because of people like Randy Taylor, who allowed me to be
he's my best friend. This man stood behind me, stood next to me, and we tried to keep our country safe. Doug's playing it down. Doug put a lot of effort in this, and don't think for a second that he didn't walk into those password protected forums, because of course I shared information with him.
Well, yeah.
Of course I did. And we used to turn this information over, and suddenly it became confidential and classified the minute we turned it in. And I know, because I would go and try and pull the information, and it was classified, and I didn't have the security clearance to get it when I gave him the information.
And how crazy is that?
I mean, don't get me wrong. My guys that I worked with, they didn't hold my toes to the fire. But it was nuts. And then we still played, because I wanted to save American lives. Soldiers overseas. Soldiers overseas that would be dead.
Yes.
Never made it home if we didn't give them the information about ambushes waiting for them.
You just made me think of this.
And when they couldn't find those two soldiers,
yes,
that had their testicles removed and dragged behind a vehicle, if I hadn't told them where those bodies were, they may have never recovered those kids' bodies. I didn't get there in time to save those soldiers, but I knew where the bodies were, and I was able to give that information.
You know, people might not know what you're talking about, and that's fine.
That's good. They don't need to know.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. You reminded me of this. I have papers that were sent to me from Baghdad that I need to give to you. That were sent to me during that time of occupation from the very people that you saved, and I mean this from certain death, right? And folks, if I can't show these papers, I cannot do that. I can give them to you, but I can't show the papers. But and I'm not saying that because, you know, how great are we.
We're regular people. We're not heroes. We just do what we're supposed to do. We're just Americans, man. That's it.
But okay, so herein lies a frustration. You and I and others like us, we were involved in this, in making a difference back then, saving people's lives. Why in the hell can't we do anything right now?
There's nobody in the government. It's just like the election fraud. You know, we've got election fraud evidence falling out our ears and our asses. But who are you going to take it to? There isn't a judge in the country who will listen to it. Think about it. Who do you take it to? I want to know where are all these federal judges that Trump appointed? Where are they hiding? Because if we could get the stuff in front of them and somebody would actually listen, you know, somebody might actually do something about the election fraud and that fraud that's in office. Joe Biden should not be in office. And that piece of crap son of his should be in jail. And Biden should be in jail, too, because he's committed far more crimes than Donald Trump ever did. A lot of what Donald Trump is being called up on, businessmen do every day. I guarantee Bill Gates has done it. Think about it. And you businessmen are out there that are high dollar guys. And I used to have my own company and I made a lot of money. There were things within tax codes and stuff like that that we could do. And it was legal, questionable, but legal. It wasn't against the law, and we did it, you know, because it was about business. And what do people say? I hate Trump because he declared bankruptcy. Well, let me tell you a little story. I have declared bankruptcy myself. Does that make me a bad guy? That's the biggest thing I hear out of people's mouths. Well, he declared bankruptcy. He screwed those people. I'm sorry, when you declare bankruptcy, somebody gets screwed. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, unless you want me sleeping in a cardboard box somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? To down Trump. And like I said, I don't worship the guy, but I will defend him just as I would defend any one of you.
Well, this is so much bigger.
And by golly, and it is way bigger than that. What does this mean? That, what, are they going to go after DeSantis? Are they going to go after Cruz? You know what I'm saying?
It's open season now. Okay. You want to play this game? Let's rock.
You got it. Because and here's the problem. We could sit here and point out things all day like that. Who's that little jerk? Beto something.
Beto O'Rourke.
Okay. Yeah. Francis, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy, and if you go back and read his postings and things like that, that pervert shouldn't be anywhere near an office. Look at the fruitcake that brain dead guy. I can't even think of his name either. My mind is so fried.
John Fetterman.
That piece of work.
Yeah, okay? From Pennsylvania. Thank you.
And I'm not talking about because he's a Democrat. I'm talking about because mentally he's an invalid. Since when do we put invalids in office? There has to be a functioning body in every elected office. That boy ain't functioning. That's nuts. Look at him. He missed his nostril in that picture. Because you know he's getting ready to pick his nose.
Did you hear when he actually admitted that he was depressed because he did not really win?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did read that. And let me tell you what, why is he in office? What in the hell is going on in this country?
Oh, wait, there's no voter fraud or no significant fraud.
You know what, Andy, if you showed me, and I'll just say this, 3 or 4 instances that we saw on film, that you saw on film, that the entire country saw on film, that is enough to have a recall on an election, in my book.
Yep.
I'm sorry, because it's like any crime. It's like a Colombian drug lord sends 10 shipments in, okay? 8 of them get through. 2 of them don't. So what we see on film, voter fraud, are those 2 shipments. So if you got those 2 shipments on film, we know there's 8 more.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because the law enforcement is not a perfect science. They don't get 10 out of 10. Ask any cop. Anybody that's out there committing crimes gets away with most of their crimes. Then they get popped on 1 or 2. You know what I'm saying?
Well, said. So
just using regular math in law enforcement would tell you that there was voter fraud run rampant in this country. But we have all this evidence, and you take it in front of a judge, and you're just going to get tossed out of court.
The Supreme Court,
they just wash their hands of it.
Latches or standing or whatever it might be. You know, whatever the excuse is, you're exactly right. And the people, what blows my mind is the fact that you would look at people, and they seem sensible, they seem reasonably intelligent, that will look at you with a straight face and say, well, there's been no evidence presented in before a court of voter fraud. Are you out of your... I'll tell you what.
I don't understand how the left thinks. I don't get it. This people running on the street and jumping up and down, and I've had 24 abortions. What the hell is wrong with you? What in God's name is wrong with you? I don't even understand.
They celebrate that. That's a religion to them.
And the thing is, today, really, abortions, except in medical emergencies, are not even necessary, because they have this little thing called the morning after pill that you can take before anything even happens.
I know. I take it all the time. I don't want to get pregnant.
You know what I'm saying? At that point, nothing has been. If the sperm didn't meet the egg, then guess what? Nothing happened.
Yeah.
So why aren't you taking the pill if you're going to sit there with your ankles behind your ears, okay, and then wonder how you got pregnant? Explain that to me. Because to me, you're nothing but a little whore and a slut, and your abortion is an abortion of convenience, which makes it murder of convenience. You might as well hire a hitman to kill your parents, because you just did the same thing. And you want to tell me any different? Meet me in the street. We'll discuss it.
Well, you sound like Joe Biden. Meet me out behind the gym.
Trust me, you'd rather meet Biden behind the gym. All right. At least I can find the damn gym.
You got to laugh sometimes.
I know. And Doug, we've had this discussion before. I had a guy that quit emailing me because I laugh in these times of danger. Let me tell you something. If I was going to go out in the street at high noon, I'll tell you right now, at 11:55, I'll probably do a shot of whiskey and laugh about it with my friend Doug. Then I'll go out in the street.
And you know what? You could tell. And I'll tell you this. You could tell people who have never been in a situation of extreme peril.
Circumstance.
Okay, yes. Because
staring death in the eye.
There's
you
a time.
Talk about staring the death in the eye? I can tell you about staring death in the eye. Doug can tell you about staring death in the eye. They'll come at me with your little candy ass whining because I laugh at times. I'm going to laugh. And I get a lot of people that say, Randy, God, I love it when you laugh. You make me feel good in these dire times.
And you know, it's a protective mechanism too. I remember '78. I was in an explosion, and myself and another guy, we got blown back like 20 feet, ended up on the ground, crap raining down on us. Okay, This is in my EMS days. And we were laughing. We started laughing. Okay.
You're just laughing because you're alive, baby.
I don't know why. It was just suddenly we started laughing. Like, holy crap, what just happened? And we were, the people that don't know what the hell they're talking about are the ones that say stuff like that, because or hey, if you've ever gotten shot at once in a while and you realize, wow, okay, getting shot at, yeah. Sometimes you might chuckle. It may be inappropriate, but hey, there you go.
It helps people hold it together sometimes, yeah. Too.
Yeah,
because tell me what, they're crapping their pants when the firefight starts. It ain't fun and games, baby. And if you know what, sometimes you just gotta laugh. Yeah. When I've been hurt the worst physically, I'm usually laughing, because I ain't laughing, I'd probably be crying.
Well, and that's it. And you know, there's a time to cry, and I think now is. I don't know. I look at the crowds outside of Trump Tower. I look at the crowds outside of the New York courthouse, and you know, he's going to go through the tombs to the court. So he's not going to be walked across the street, I don't think. They've broken this country. You bastards have broken this country.
We are standing in the abyss.
Yes.
We're not staring at it anymore, buddy. Our feet are in it. We've crossed a line today, and I get tired of these lefties that like there's something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with the way my brain works. Okay. Yeah. I understand tyranny when I see it. And I also understand the path to tyranny. And if you're too stupid, if you don't know who the first president of the United States is when somebody asks you, don't lecture me on a damn thing. Because you know nothing about our country. You certainly never defended it. And going out there and hanging out with Antifa does not make you a patriot. It makes you a punk. A punk. A little bitch. A punk. Yeah, I'm calling you a punk, Antifa. All he is.
Yep.
Hey, track me down. Do me some justice. I dare you.
You know, I don't think that would be a good idea. I'll tell you what, you orange-haired freaks, you make sure your life insurance is paid up. You track him down.
They make me want to puke, Doug.
Yeah.
And here's the bad part. They get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
They call for blood in the streets in writing and in person. And there's nobody knocking on their door with a warrant. Explain that to me. So that double standard should apply to Doug and I, which said, you know, that if we said tomorrow we want 3 million people to march on D.C., I guarantee you they would be down here with warrants locking us up. Guarantee it. We can't say what we want to say on this program.
No,
we cannot say it, because I know they don't do broadcast from jail.
Sadly. Well, no, they don't. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, I am against self-censorship, okay? But I see it happen all the time. Now, reasonable, okay, so what you and I are speaking about is being, is reasonable censorship, speech. You know, we're not calling for violence or anything like that. But when the problem I have, and help me out with this, you've got so-called conservative talk show hosts who are still on YouTube who will self-censor. They will not say the word vaccine, or they'll not say Pfizer or COVID or whatever, because YouTube because will take them off. Right?
Well, that and what happens is they lose an income stream.
Well, you know what? If your income is so damn important to you, you need to come over here, because we're down about, I'm operating about 20% in terms of where I was before, and I was barely making it before.
I know, it breaks my head, and it just breaks my heart, because I watch these people and they're sellouts. They get on there on YouTube and they talk about nothing. And I'll tell you what, I'm done with fake sources.
Oh, yes.
See, I get these emails all the time. We ought to see this guy over here. He and they'll name all this stuff. And I'll actually take the time out of my valuable day to click on the link and listen to some clown that I've never even heard of that's telling it this is what's going to happen.
Right.
Exactly. This and be exact. This is exactly what's going to happen. And I'm looking at him going, well, what's the source? Where somebody should source this. Well, listen, if that's what you're doing, don't send that crap to me in email. Okay. And please, I told you this before, if it's an hour long video, give me a minute marker or something.
There you
okay?
go.
Okay. Because I can't sit here and watch all the videos that people want me to go to. And if it's crap, do not email it to me, please.
Did you think, okay, and you make a good point there in the larger sense, because I'm wondering if people out there are falling for a lot of this and not doing anything because they think a lot of this is being handled by these secret sources.
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what's going on. So what it's creating is a false sense of security, which leads directly to what most Christians are guilty of is complacency.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Just because you watch a show does not make you a patriot.
Exactly.
Be advised. What are you doing to contribute to the cause? I'm being dead serious. I'm asking you a question that I would like you to answer. What are you doing for the cause? Are you going and talking to your neighbors that are leftists and saying, hey, hear me out? No, because I don't want to fight in my front yard. Are you contributing financially to outfits like Hagman?
Hey, that'd be nice.
Are you? If everybody sent us $1, and I challenge you, if everyone sent Doug Hagman, Hagman Report, to the address that's on this website, $1, we would have no financial woes.
Yeah, but the last time you did that, I got $31 bills in the box.
You know what? We'll take them.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
We'll take them. And listen, you folks that do support this show,
thank you.
God bless you.
Yes.
Not just thank you. God bless you and protect you.
Amen.
And I mean that. I pray for these people. I pray for you. Because you are a brother, you are a sister, you are a patriot, you are a Christian, and we cannot do this without you. If they put us in jail right now, we couldn't post our bond. I want you to think about that. And we're not some punk podcast. We bring you only facts. If we don't have a source and facts, we're not going to run our yap. Or we will tell you, this is completely unsubstantiated at this time, but this is what we heard. This is why we're saying it to you. We will not substantiate it. We are straight with you people. We do not lie to you. We are probably the most honest podcast out there. That's why we're not on YouTube. I want you to stop and think about the revenue hit that Mr. Hagman took on that. I want you to think about that for a second.
And that's why we're not on Patreon either.
No, it comes down to hard decisions have to be made here financially. And I pray for Doug every day that God shows him the way.
And I'll tell you what, my brother, I'd rather live in the friggin' street in a tent.
I would too.
Okay, than prostitute myself to this crap.
And we're not giving up. We're not giving up either. I want you to know that. Nope. I'm going to sit here. We're going to be on this show. I'll be on the show until they take me in handcuffs. And as soon as I'm out, I'm going to be right back on here, and they might as well come back and get me again. I'm done. You know what? You can threaten an old man with life in prison. There comes a point it really doesn't mean anything.
they're making shirts like that.
I was gonna wear it the last time I was on that show.
To tell you how bad things are, I'm sure, Eric the Tech, put a full screen on Randy Taylor if you don't mind. Look at so you see that flag hanging? Don't tread on me.
I mean it.
Okay, I do too. That's a Gadsden flag. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had put
that's
it.
Racist.
Eric the Tech and I put in an order to have mugs with that in our logo on mugs. They said, oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to print that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, okay. And this was now 2.5 years ago, about 2.5 years ago. Seriously? I mean, yet you will print, some
those Antifa t-shirts. Yeah, and those Antifa t-shirts. Really? Did anybody watch the Country Music Awards?
No.
I did. I watched it because I like Leonard Skinner, and I knew they were doing a tribute to Leonard Skinner. Okay, I've always liked them, one of my favorite groups. And when they flashed around to the Van Zandt guy,
yeah,
he was like this. That entire presentation has gone to racist.
Yep.
Feminist.
Yep.
I mean, they get up there and that Shania Twain gets up there and, you know, it's about equality. Men and women, it should be equal. I'm going on tour with all women. Excuse me? What? Well, if it's about equality, shouldn't there be some guys in that mix? You know what I'm saying? These people contradict themselves every time they open the damn mouths.
We have. Interesting you should mention that. And folks, this show is unscripted. Speaking of that, Kid Rock recently came out. Of course, you know that...
Kid Rock, if you see this show, give us a call. I mean it.
Seriously.
Yeah. Give us a call, brother. We got some ideas.
So I do know some people who know Kid Rock. Anyway, but this is beautiful because, you know, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, whatever it is, they put the face of that.
I saw that.
What is that? I don't even know what it is, but its face is on there.
It's a guy. It's a guy by birth. That's how God made him, a guy.
Okay.
He had a penis and testicles.
Yeah. Does he do the tuck job or did he get it chopped off? I don't know.
I don't know. I think he had a meeting with a surgical instrument.
All right. And the doctors who do that are crazy. Shame on you. But anyway.
You're going to burn in hell for it.
Watch this. This is a little happy note from Kid Rock. This is video 2 in the show notes. Here it is.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible. Fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day.
And to anyone offended,
that's my boy.
Back at you.
I like him.
So to the radio listeners, the ones that we have left.
You have to say we're not all three of them, sir?
Yeah, that was Kid Rock with an AR-15 shooting up some cases of Bud Light. So, yeah. But see, this is where we are now, isn't it?
Yeah. And listen, people, I would like to hear from you patriotic brothers and sisters. All right. Well, I've got a new email address.
What you do?
Art. Yeah. Didn't you give me one there? RT@HagmanPI.com.
It's RT, in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. RT. That stands for Randy Taylor, not Rogue Turd. Okay. RandyTaylor@HagmanPI.com. Okay. I'd like to hear from you. And one other thing I want to bring up. There's someone in Canada emailed me. Her name's Catherine. Catherine, I read your email. I'm with you. And I'm going to ask my prayer warriors out here. Please. I'm not going to tell you the circumstances. I don't want to get her in any crap. In Canada, if she even speaks good about this show, she could have her bank accounts frozen. Catherine, I read it. And prayer warriors, please, I'm going to ask you, pray for Catherine and her family. Please pray. Thank you. Please. That's someone I want you to keep in your prayers. That's all you need to know. Okay. Like I said, I die with some secrets. Okay. That's how it is. And you folks that are out there supporting and praying for us, I wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for your prayers. Because I've been through hell and back health wise. Finally starting to get my strength back. Look out. Starting to get my strength back and starting to feel good. And this fight is a long way from over. And we're going to play it by ear. Okay, but we're in it to the end. I'm just tell you that. And I know God's going to look after us and bless us. And please, like I said, if you aren't supporting us and you can, I'm going to ask you, please, $1, $5. I hope we're worth that.
Or $5.2 million in unmarked
bills. Yeah, if there's any really wealthy Republican businessmen that want to sit down and chat, okay, Doug and I will fly anywhere and meet you.
But we're not beholden to any agenda. It's all truth. And
we're not here. Yeah, we're about God. We're about God and country. And no, you cannot buy us.
That's right.
You cannot. You can threaten us all you want. You cannot buy us.
Amen to that. I want you, if you can, I know that today was really rough, but if you can come back tomorrow as well with me.
I will.
Okay. And I apologize for the way things went today. By the way, folks, after this show, keep tuning in or tune in. There's going to be a special broadcast because we have some in-studio guests. But let me ask you in the remaining few moments we have left, 3 minutes or so, where do you see this going, my brother?
I think if the left, by any chance, were to change their ways, they're going to avoid, inevitably, there could be bloodshed.
Yeah.
And I only say that because, like I said, you can only push people so far. And we've always said on this show, at one point or another, there will be an incident, okay, that there's no coming back from.
Is today it?
I don't know. But the Patriots, there's a lot of Patriots out there. The other thing, Patriots, we've got to get together and start communicating with each other. One way or another, you know, there's ways to set up communications. We have to be smart. We have to be safe. Because there's people looking to put us in jail. Look at January 6th. A bunch of people went to jail that did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing except show up to support a president who lost an election under questionable pretenses. Well, you tell me what's criminal about that. And when the cops are opening the doors and letting them in, basically giving them guided tours. We have this on film, guided tours through the building. And then suddenly they're heinous criminals. This two-tiered justice system's got to go. And here's the point. If you can't get justice, you have to create justice.
Well, wait a second. Wasn't that the mantra of the left? No justice, no peace?
Yeah. Guess what? How about if we were to live your mantra, there wouldn't be a left.
Wow.
Well, think about it.
There wouldn't be, would there?
No, there wouldn't. If we lived by their rules.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a bunch of Republicans and conservatives storming the streets, burning down buildings and murdering people. I've seen BLM do that.
Yeah.
I've seen Antifa do that. Where's the justice? Where is the justice? I ask you, President Biden, where's the justice? I ask you, Supreme Court justices, where is the justice? I ask you, Merkan, where the hell your name is, where's the justice?
Juan Manuel Merkan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure that in his eyes, he's like Geraldo Rivera. No Latino can do wrong. tell me we're not burying racism by the left. If you are racist, again, if you're choosing a particular race or culture or something like that and promoting it and protecting it, then you're obviously discriminating against somebody else, another race, another culture. It wouldn't happen to be a Christian culture based in a nation that was formed under the belief of God.
That's right.
It wouldn't happen to be the United States of America, would it?
Gee.
It's just like up in Canada, the Bill C-11. They're trying right now, and they're going to pass it, to where they totally control the streaming content that Canadians will see. The government will regulate that.
And the TikTok bill is not the TikTok bill. It is a panopticon of surveillance. With that, Randy Taylor, gotta run.
Thank you for bearing with me today. I've been very emotional. I'm very angry.
I love you.
I love you too, brother.
All right, folks.
Eric, love you too, man.
Have a good day.